Wanted to mention two interesting discussions with regard to Hallel at the Seder that many people are not familiar with. In Siman Tov Ayin Tes, the Shulchan Aruch discusses benching and the third kos, and then begins to transition into Hallel post-benching. And the Mechaber writes, Mitzvah lachzor achar zimun, that it's a mitzvah to try to have a zimun. So the Mishnah Berurah here points out that if you look at where this comes from, it's clear that there's no greater need to have zimun at the Seder than any other day of the year. This is not really talking about zimun in the sense that we normally use it with regard to benching. It's talking about a zimun, three men for Hallel. Why would there be an interest in having three people for Hallel? So the Ramah continues. He writes, "V'agadol sheben Omer hodu ve'ana v'acherim onim achrav." It's in order to be able to create a situation where one person can say, Hodu Hashem ki tov ki lam chasdo, and then the others can respond, Hodu Hashem ki tov, Yomer na, Hodu Hashem ki tov, just like we have in Shul, that responsive Hallel, that would be the ideal form of Hallel for the Seder night as well. What is the reason for this? So, not really discussed so much here, but the Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Chav Beis, which is about Hallel in general, talks about, on Rosh Chodesh, talks about the fact that just the words Hodu is a directive. You're speaking to, it's in Lashon Rabbim, you're speaking to more than one person. So that's the idea that one person can say to multiple people, Hodu Hashem Kitov. And in general, he says, Shira, we find that Shira Sayam was said responsively, that's a model for Shira, and therefore Hallel, which is Shira, should ideally be said responsively. In fact, back in Tov Ayin Tes, the Nosei Kelim, the Bach and Taz and Magen Avraham all have these discussions. Apparently it was common in some places that if people didn't have a Zimun, that they would go to their neighbor's house. And then it led to various questions in Ilchos Brachos. What about benching? If you didn't eat there, can you go there for benching? Can you have your Afikomen? All kinds of questions that arose based on this Hakpada that people had to have the Zimun. Mishnah Berurah points out, we don't assume that you have to go to such great lengths, and if there's not three men, so women are also chayv in Hallel at the Seder, and ketanim shegiu lechinuch, that also counts. And as long as you have people responding, that's totally fine. And this whole thing is lechatchila. Even if a person is by himself, he can say Hallel. It's not me'akiv. But certainly, an ideal level, it would be preferable if there was the possibility of responsive recitation of Hallel in that sense of Hodu, and possibly even for Ana Hashem as well. One more quick thing, the Ramah writes in Siman Tov Ayin Zayin that preferably a person should finish the Hallel before Chatzos HaLaila. I don't think that this is on people's consciousness. People are very, very conscious of the issue of Afikomen, finishing Afikomen before Chatzos, but not necessarily finishing Hallel. The truth is, Machlokas HaRishonim, the Gemara and Brachos, when it has a whole discussion of what needs to be done by Chatzos or by the end of the night, so it does mention specifically that Hallel would be part of that same discussion. But there are some Rishonim who say, no, that means the first part of Hallel that we say with the Magid, but the latter part of Hallel that we say after the Afikomen, it's okay if it's not done before Chatzos. The Gra is quoted in Maaseh Rav is saying, not Makbid for the Hallel after Afikomen to be before Chatzos HaLaila. I think that seems to be the most common practice. Although there are, the Mishnah Berurah accepts this point. He says lechatchila that this should be before Chatzos HaLaila as well. I would say that if it's a matter of simply not delaying extra in order to be able to finish this before Chatzos, that would be a nice thing. Otherwise, if it cramps other parts of this Seder, certainly yesh al milismoch to have the Afikom before Chatzos and continue with the Hallel afterwards. Have a wonderful day. And if people could stack a few chairs, that would be helpful.